This is Worldviews. I'm Suzette Grelot. Joshua Landis, let's talk about the State of the Union address this week. And of course, the heavy focus was on domestic issues, but there was quite a bit of time spent on foreign policy. A lot about Afghanistan, Syria, Iran. Iran really wins the day, right? I mean, there was a lot of talk about Iran.
Well, he just got an agreement on Iran. And and what has he done? He is known, his foreign policy is about getting out of the Middle East. And he has slowly gotten us out of the Middle East. And that's his achievement in foreign policy.
Well, he's slowly drawn down the number of troops in the Middle East, but our attention is still heavily focused on the Middle East, right? There's never been that pivot to Asia. There's no room really, at least in this speech or anywhere else, for focus on the rest of the world.
That's
We're still
true.
Very
and
focused on the Middle
carries
East.
Kerry's three initiatives are Syria, and he's been in Geneva all week, Arab-Israeli conflict, which continues to go on, and the Iran initiative. You know, he claimed big successes, both Syria because of the chemical weapons deal that was made in September, and Syrian chemical weapons have been exported, but they've stalled recently because the talks in Geneva did not go well. Kerry came out and he demanded regime change and that Assad's got to go. And clearly Assad didn't like that, and he's putting the brakes on the chemical weapons, showing that he can punish him. Iran, he has an achievement.
Unprecedented inspections help the world verify every day that Iran is not building a bomb. And with our allies and partners, we're engaged in negotiations to see if we can peacefully achieve a goal we all share, preventing Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon.
There's a six-month agreement, and it makes Iran stop enriching uranium beyond 5%. The stockpile of 20% enriched uranium has to be diluted, and no new centrifuges. So this will keep Iran from enriching to weapons-grade uranium. It's got to be renegotiated in 6 months. And what does Iran get? $6 to $7 billion. Now, admittedly, almost $5 billion of that $6 to $7 billion is money, Iranian money, that we've had frozen in bank accounts ever since the Iranian Revolution.
Well, the big lesson here, I think President Obama was trying to tell us, was that diplomacy is the best course of action. Diplomacy backed by force, right? And he even referenced the fact that the Syrians came to the table and made an agreement about chemical weapons because of the threat of force, that the Iranians have come to the table because of sanctions and sanctions being so tough on the country. But yet diplomacy is where we need to head.
If John F. Kennedy and Ronald Reagan could negotiate with the Soviet Union, then surely a strong and confident America can negotiate with less powerful adversaries today.
Is this really what Obama is to be known for, is to be, you know, he's a gifted and key diplomat?
Well, he's making a virtue out of his weakness, I think. And the fact that we've been withdrawing, he does not want us to get into wars, has made his critics call him weak. And he is trying to make a virtue out of this weakness. The fact that we have not used more force in Syria, the fact that we have not used force against Iran. Many people think we should bomb Iran. He's saying no. And I think the majority of the American people are behind him on this today. Although they see him as weak, they don't want to spend the money.
But there are some other things that we can pick on here, right? I mean, he mentioned in his speech about putting limits on the use of drones, for example. And yet he's a president that's used drones dramatically around the world to fight this war on terror. He still hasn't closed down Guantanamo Bay, something that everybody expected him to do, something he ran on in 2008. Surveillance, the NSA, and limits on surveillance programs. I mean, these are things that, you know, he's struggled with over the years. So he's got these great achievements that he's talked about. Iran, as you mentioned, bringing Syria to the table. But he's got all these other things that are really clouding his successes.
The left wing of the Democratic Party are very upset with Obama. They feel very let down that on almost every issue he hasn't made a big stand, that he has been a go-along president. And that was the major criticism, I think, of his speech the other night, is he no dramatic moves. This was a checklist of his little accomplishments, of little things he might do, no inspiration for the left wing of the party.
Yeah, it's a tough year, though. It's an election year. I guess we'll have to see what happens. I'm actually surprisingly already looking forward to next year's State of the Union address to see what we might be able to achieve this year of action that he calls for.
And in this
foreign
time
policy and
of
otherwise.
Belt tightening, what can you do? I mean, the fact that he has not gotten us into the war, he's gotten us out of the Middle East.
Not out. just drawn down.
That is so true, but out compared to what we've been seeing for the previous decade. And that's those are achievements in and of itself for belt tightening.
Well, Joshua Landis, as always, thank you for discussing your perspective with us on Worldviews.
So it's a pleasure being here.